My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition is probably more important today than any other time. We have a lot more coming at us, and a lot of us just don't take the time for ourselves because we're too busy doing other things. Work and projects and extracurricular activities and being there for the people in our life, all good things. But we have to be able to turn it back around at ourselves and ask ourselves, am I doing all I can do for me so that I'm at my healthiest and I'm at my best? Most of the time, you'll probably say no. And that's pretty much the norm. But the thing to remember is the healthier you are, the better you are, the more centered you are, the more positive and the more in your affirmation journey that you can possibly be in, you will find that you are better for all those other things that you're used to doing every day. But if you don't take the time, we will crash and burn. It's just the way it is. It's, you know, your body can only handle so much and you can only keep, you know, writing checks out of an account that has no money in it before you're negative funds. And your body doesn't always bounce back as easily when you've run it into the ground so far. So take the time. Make sure you're taking your supplements. Make sure that you're doing some kind of an activity to keep your body strong and healthy, getting the rest that you need, drinking the water, and, you know, just taking a little bit more time for yourself. Your body will appreciate it, and you know what? You will, too, once you realize the difference and how much better you can feel. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry, and we talk about the relevant topics for today's world, the things we need to talk about, the things we should be talking about, you know, in most cases, the things we probably don't talk enough about. We get really excited about making a change when we've crashed and burned. At that point, we want to do everything possible, but along the way, when we have a much better chance of getting good results before that crash and burn, we don't have the focus. So regaining that focus is something that we want to make sure that we do. Of course, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day because they are there for your healthy journey. They are there to make sure that you're getting the most out of your supplementation by carrying only the highest quality products from the companies that think about us first, the consumer. Great quality products, high integrity products, the best of the best every day at Stay Healthy. And it's not something they just started doing. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. So carrying the best and having the most knowledgeable staff and bringing the best customer service in a full service environment, well, that's something they do every day. Great prices and great peace of mind. That's what Stay Healthy is all about. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturdays from 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to enter your email address on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, so that you can stay in touch with the store and you can also start getting newsletters, coupons, and all that good information. And remember, when you're at their webpage, make sure to read those industry articles on the homepage. They're well worth the read. And they may just be very timely in your life as well. And of course, a thumbs up on Facebook, well, another way to keep very, very connected with the store. Well, as you notice, our weather was getting really warm and then we cooled down a little bit. But don't be surprised if hot weather just pops in here real fast because you know it's going to. And of course, it's going to start doing it across the country as well. So getting prepared is very, very important. Obviously, we need to be doing things for our body and minerals and electrolytes all year long, but it seems like the warmer weather is usually kind of the invite for people to start thinking about minerals, usually because they're experiencing and actually seeing the signs of dehydration more visibly when it's warm out. Nobody better to talk about minerals and electrolytes than my friend Dr. Darren Starkey. He's a board-certified naturopath physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 27 years, he's been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He's considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency. And as a naturopath, he specializes his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within our bodies. While he is an advocate for good nutrition, he also believes that good nutrition starts in the soil, as do I, and that much of the world's soil today has been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure proper nutrition is going into all the things grown in that soil. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to others helps enlighten those both within our field as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet. He strives to expand the public's knowledge on trace minerals, and throughout his career he has done many radio programs that have focused on this area of expertise, and we are blessed to have him here every single month reminding and driving home this information to all of us about the importance of minerals. He is continually searching for new ways to educate people about the benefits of minerals and trace mineral supplementation and the tasks that they have in our overall nutrition. Help me welcome my friend, my guest, Dr. Darren Starkey. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing to me to see the fluctuation across the nation from 100-degree weather to dropping 20 and 30 degrees, and I think it puts us in our comfort zone for a minute because it seems like a little piece of heaven. And then, of course, I know you. You're a heat. You know, you like that heat. Uh-huh. It will be back.
I can't wait. You know, I think the thing is, you know, we were getting really warm, and all of a sudden we've had this weird drop. I mean, we'll be in the 90s and then up from there next week, but we're at 57 degrees today. That is just
wow. So
weird. 2 years ago, we had the hottest June on record in Las Vegas, and last year, May, June, were pretty hot as well, and I got to tell you, we're going into June, and it is 80s and 90s. It's like San Diego weather here now.
Right. I was just in Sacramento, and I'm not kidding you. I thought we were in the middle of the winter. These individuals that we were, you know, standing in front of, they were bundled up as though it was still in the middle of winter. They weren't accustomed to that extreme cold, and I think that this is a perfect priming opportunity for us to discuss the needs of these electrolytes, regardless of how warm it is, because I think that when we start seeing individuals bundle up, that to me is a direct warning indicator for dehydration. You know, because the minute it gets hot, as we've always talked about, Jeff, the minute it gets hot, we of course, you know, we want to reach for that, preferably water, we hope. But when it gets cold, they bundle up, they quit drinking, they turn up their thermostats in their homes, their cars, their offices, and they just don't reach for that water. And you and I know, both know that that is a perfect culmination of health deficiencies from these electrolyte standpoints. Because again, those symptoms parallel that of the flu. And before we rush to the emergency room, why don't we reach for a good balanced electrolyte solution and see how our bodies respond?
Well, I have to tell you, you know, this is also the time that we reflect on a lot of the symptoms of dehydration. And I was talking to Marge earlier, and she's brought in a good amount of your magnesium products. And magnesium is something that I think gets the, well, it kind of gets the back seat of the bus sometimes, and it needs to be sitting up front. But I don't think people really understand the real power of magnesium, both internally and topically. So I was wondering if you minded if we could talk about the products today that you've come out with. You come out with some amazing new products, and both internally and topically. And I thought we would just start right at the very beginning and just hit magnesium from the get-go. What do you think?
Oh, I'd love to. I think that, you know, you and I both have been in this industry probably way too long when we start mentioning our favorite elements and having a, you know, a long conversation, right?
Yes.
So I would say that magnesium is right up there with one of my top favorites. And I think that ultimately, you know, when we start hearing reports as far as the nation's deficiency, you know, it was reported about, again, and time goes by so fast, maybe you can correct me on this, Jeff, but it was about 4 years ago, we were starting to hear reports that it was estimated that 68% of Americans were magnesium deficient in our nation.
I believe it.
And I believe that if we really research that a little deeper, probably more like, again, we would reverse those numbers and probably still be within correct levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, oftentimes, we want to reach for these calcium supplements. And it's always been said that the new calcium is magnesium by 2020, and we're leading that chart. I mean, magnesium is coming very close to overtaking, you know, calcium cells in this nation, and we've been waiting for it. I think it's so important that we don't put this element on the back burner, because when you start looking at the, you know, the requirement and what it is that this element does within our human bodies, I mean, one of the things that jumps out at me, and this number changes year, you know, about every 10 years, Jeff, we see this number change, but it's estimated that over 300 enzyme reactions take place because of magnesium.
I believe it.
And to me, that's an alarming number, because if we're magnesium deficient, that means that at least 300 different, you know, enzymes within the human body are not responding. Mm-hmm. And I think that can be a drastic, I mean, so by implementing this notion that we're getting enough in our diets, we have to go back to the drawing board with that. And that's something that Trace Minerals is at, you know, we are passionate about magnesium. In fact, we offer magnesium in so many different forms, whether it be liquid, tablet, effervescent, gummies. We try to make it so available in all of the delivery process so that we can find a way to get it to our children, our older, you know, our aging parents, and everybody in between.
Let me ask you a question. Why is magnesium over so many other minerals effective both internally and topically? I mean, is there something about the molecule of the magnesium that penetrates through the skin? Because we're going to be talking about some oils and gels and lotions that are amazing. But is it a different kind of molecule that it can actually penetrate through the skin? Or is it something that you guys do to allow it to?
Well, I think that, again, this element that because it's in an ionic state, Jeff, to begin with, naturally, that's what's found within this product, and that's why when you stop to think about it, and I appreciate you bringing that up as far as that topical, I mean, remember, our largest organ of the body is our skin, and we beat it up, and we brutalize it, and we put things on it, and of course, throughout the days and weeks, that if you can't read some of those chemicals, if you can't pronounce them and you don't know what they are, why would you want to put them on your body in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, our approach to that is by putting that ionic form of magnesium back into the oils and lotions so that we can get that proper absorption. And I think that you and I both know, having had a personal experience with that topical approach with these with this magnesium, I was capable of doing some pretty amazing things with my own body in a time of crisis that, again, who walks out their back door and says, today we're going to get in a horrific accident, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree 100%. And, you know, as I look at these products, I was very, very happy about this, that you had so many alternatives. So let's get right into this. Pure magnesium oil. Now, this is something that is really, really deep penetrating. And I know Marge has been a real advocate of your line, of course, and so has everybody at the store. But she brought in all of these. Now, who was a candidate for using magnesium oil?
Well, with a lot of these individuals today, Jeff, that have a hard time swallowing, we hear, especially from our aging, our aging population. I don't want to say baby boomers because they still look in the mirror and they don't consider themselves old yet. But, you know, as we get older, oftentimes a lot of us are compromised in the way that we can swallow. So, you know, this is a great product to help reestablish that balance in the body. And we believe that we can put it on point specific as well as across the skin and get some, get that balancing process, get that balance back in the body.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have people that said that they've been able to rub the magnesium oil on their muscles. You know, we're a big advocate, of course, taking our magnesium internally. We use it a lot of different ways, and I use it many ways. And now that I'm traveling more, I'm using it even more ways and more. It's like I'm giving mini lectures in the airport. But, you know, I've never tried the magnesium oil topically. Is it something that you use as needed, or do you use it as a delivery system for your magnesium? And how do you know where to apply it?
Well, that's a great point, too. I mean, who doesn't need magnesium today? I mean, I think one of the greatest robbers of this element within our, you know, within our society, and again, this is just my personal opinion on this, but, you know, they don't call that silent, you know, we refer to it as the silent killer today, but, you know, that emotional stress that we're under today at higher levels than I think we've been in a long time. Who doesn't face stress? But at the same time, you know, anybody that's concerned about their skin overall helps soothe, helps balance, helps improve. I mean, so honestly, we can apply it. I like, first and foremost, what I like to do with the magnesium oil is I like to apply just a little bit in the wrist area or in the elbow crease. You know, that skin is quite sensitive. I would spray just a little tiny, you know, bit there, rub it in, and just see how your skin personally responds. If you notice any type of reddening or any sensation that you feel is uncomfortable, I would definitely spray that into a little bit of water and then apply it to allow your body to acclimate to it. But most of all, again, can be taken on a daily basis. I love to put it on point specifics. You mentioned one earlier, especially in these higher, hot climate, you know, climates that where individuals suffer from, you know, spasms, twitches, full-blown cramps, and of course, leaving the muscles quite strained or, you know, in this case, can be extremely tender or sore. I love to put that magnesium oil point specific as to where our bodies are letting us know there's a crisis.
So when people are applying it, they may say, well, I'm used to getting cramps in my feet, or I've got plantar fasciitis, or I've got some of these situations. Can I rub my feet and legs down every night before bed?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And again, it has, you know, it's a non-greasy, odorless, you know, stain-free formula, so it can be applied. You know, I'm one of those individuals that I don't like lotions on my hands. This is a great product that it doesn't leave an oily film or anything that kind of gives, but it might leave a little bit of a residue that again can just be swept right off.
So I just had someone chime in, and she says, I don't have pain in my muscles, but I get twitches and I get cramps. And I'm a car dealer, and my friend and I both were having the same problems. So both of us, before we start our shifts, will, you know, use the magnesium oil. And during the shift, if she needs some, I'll actually rub it on her shoulders for her, and she'll do the same for me. And we get through our shift, and we don't have cramps, and we don't get the tightness, and it's not greasy. So obviously they agree.
So in other words, we just, you know, we appreciate them sharing their personal experiences. You know, oftentimes with tense muscles in the neck or those that suffer from, from migraines or you know, tension headaches or whatever it might be. I mean, your body gives you some wonderful indicators as to why one, you know, would consider putting this on the skin as well as ingesting it as well.
Let me ask you a question. I know this is kind of off the wall. We know that if we take a lot of magnesium, it can loosen our stool.
Yep.
What if you use a lot of the topical?
No, I have not. In all the years that we've been working and trying to, I mean, again, through research and development with this product, this is not a, by rubbing it on topically, I have not heard of one individual that's loosened their bowels topically. So that's something we could take off the, you know, take off the table for those that are concerned of using this at the workplace or using it to, in an environment where there's not a bathroom facility.
Okay, well, that's a good question. I thought it was just kind of weird question, but I think it's something people will ask.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think that, and again, we can control our bowels by increasing or decreasing, but again, that's a great point of, you know, for those individuals that are extremely sensitive to magnesium and are concerned or don't take it during the day, they can rub it on, and what a great place to put it on their feet. I think that we can absorb so much through different skin, you know, areas of the body that we're just not taking advantage of.
Okay. Now, what about using it on kids? You know, kids get growing pains, and they have sports and activities, and their muscles might be cramping. We're good for kids, too?
Helping them calm down at the end of the day.
Oh, there you go.
You know, and what a great, I mean, again, for a parent to be able to again, rub this onto an area of such as up and down the spine or on the bottom of the feet or on the legs or on the, I mean, what a great way to utilize magnesium and helping our children sleep better.
Okay. Is it something that you can apply right after a shower when the skin is warm? It seems like
sure.
It'd be very penetrating.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, again, they're ionic, so, you know, oftentimes when we get out of a hot shower, our skin feels a little tingly or maybe a little sensitive. I would apply it and let your body, you're the one, I mean, again, individually looking in the mirror, those are the questions that need to be asked within the mirror. Because when you apply it right after a shower, that's one of my favorite times to apply it, is right after a shower, just before bed, and to help those muscles, just to help the body relax.
Before I move on to the magnesium gel, this just came in, and she says, you know, Jeff, I started using the trace minerals after I heard one of your shows, and I decided that I needed it, and my migraines were out of control. Once I started using them, the magnesium and the trace minerals made a dramatic difference in my migraines. What I am doing now is, when I get out of the shower, I apply the magnesium oil to my scalp and on my neck every morning. And I'm not having any headaches, and I'm not getting any of that tightness that I get right before a migraine headache. Wow.
So, we appreciate, again, thank you so much for sharing. And for those that do, I mean, there's one word in there that she used that a lot of people that suffer from those migraines, you know, they live their life almost in fear of that next twinge or that next tightness or that, you know, they have telltale indicators individually what lets them know that they're coming, you know, that episode is about to happen again. And I think that's something that for those that are non-migraine, you know, sufferers, these individuals that are willing to share those type of experiences, if one is capable of helping with resolve, why aren't we all?
Okay. Magnesium gel sounds sticky. I bet it's not, but it just, why would we want a gel when we have oil? Why are they,
well,
and how are they different?
Again, it is a non-greasy formula. This is one that oftentimes, you know, again, has a different consistency that you can apply this to a wound and hold it into place. I'm not one that likes that grease, you know, that lotiony type sensation, but this one one dries very, very quickly, but at the same time, again, we have... So the question at hand that you just asked is, what's the difference? And again, the difference is delivery. You know, for those that like liquids and can utilize them, to those that like gels, I think it's nothing more than a preference.
Oh, okay. So you would use it the same way as the oil?
Sure.
Oh, I love it.
Yep.
Somebody just asked, they said, is the magnesium gel something you can actually put on your gums for a tooth infection? I don't know where that came from.
Well, I think that, again, I wouldn't put the magnesium gel in the mouth.
Yeah.
But I would put, of course, that magnesium oil. You can spray that right in the, you know, some would say to use it completely. I like, again, whether it be... And that's a great point, because that's one of the largest, I mean, one of the fastest, well, that is the fastest healing tissue in the body, right, is in that oral area. I think it just absolutely utilizes magnesium at a higher level in that healing, you know, in that balancing process. So that's a great way to, I would suggest putting the concentrate into that oral region, and leaving the gels topically.
Okay. We've been talking this morning about the magnesium products that are from Trace Minerals Research. We talked about the oil and the gel. A quick break. When we get back, we've got a lot more. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Darren Starkey.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotic's environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, three capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only one capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a three-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
Have you cleaned your filter lately? You know, your liver, your body's living filter. If you eat, drink, or breathe, then support your liver with Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Stay Healthy on South Rancho Drive in Las Vegas. Developed in 1955, LiverCare, known internationally as LIV52, has been clinically proven in 182 published clinical trials and supports the liver's function when it's challenged by toxins in our food, water, air, and over-the-counter medications. For cleaning up your act, LiverCare is just as important as an apple a day. And you can find it at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Shopping Center. Call 877-2494. That's 877-2494. Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Available at Stay Healthy. For quality products, knowledgeable staff, and memorable service, come to Stay Healthy, where we promote wellness.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Stay Healthy's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. And I got to tell you, it's the place you want to go when you're looking for great quality products, getting your questions answered, and for that feeling of just peace of mind that you're heading in the right direction. They're going to make sure that you are. And it's a lot better than guessing, and you'll have your go-to people every time you need to continue your journey or head in a different direction or do your check-in to see if you're still doing everything the right way and you're heading in the right direction. Because I'll tell you what, it's confusing out there, and there's so much misinformation that a lot of people are getting even more confused every single day. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today, we're talking with Dr. Darren Starkey, and we're talking about the products from Trace Minerals Research, and the topic is magnesium today. We talked about the new topical magnesium oil and the gel. Lotion, same category, Dr. Starkey, or... For people that just might want to prefer a different delivery system?
Correct. Absolutely. Okay. So, of course, most of our society, Jeff, as you well know, have been raised on lotions.
Sure.
And this is just one of those delivery systems that are, it's comfortable, it's well, you know, it's well accepted. So we felt what an avenue of opportunity that we have to be able to present magnesium in a lotion and give them, you know, that delivery system as well. So it's not just a skin care, but it is a nutritional value to the body as well.
Now, let me ask you a question. We're going to kind of move to another delivery system, and this is something that a lot of people do not know about, the pure magnesium flakes. And you know what? They've gotten really popular very quickly.
Sure.
How are these made? They're so interesting looking.
They are, and of course, again, it's just a, you know, it's literally air is literally, that's, you know, of course, we've just, through an evaporative process and of course, a drying process, that's what you get. It's just a magnesium flake. And of course, how often do we, you know, I don't think, you know, that there was that commercial about these different types of soaps years ago where you have that moment in time of the day where you just want to stop and take that bath to relax and forget about life. What better place to put those magnesium flakes, right? To help that. I mean, we don't have the opportunity to drop everything we're doing and run to the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although it would be nice at times. But why not bring that little bit of balance back? And this is something that can be beneficial for all ages. You know, for those little ones that have skin rashes or a long day's play and they have cuts and bruises, what a wonderful way to help that balancing process and giving them an opportunity to soak and bathe in magnesium.
Now, when it hits the water, do they liquefy?
Yep.
And then do they turn more into an oil?
Nope. You barely know they're there. You don't even
really
see them. You don't see them. And, of course, at the same time, once you get out and, you know, dry yourself off, I think that, you know, the sensation of the skin will give you a pretty good indicator as to what it's doing.
You know, as I'm looking at this, I'm thinking there's so many people out there that, you know, probably don't take the time to get into a bath, and maybe they have a hard time getting in their tubs, you know, but, you know, if they were able to get into a nice bath and put some of these magnesium flakes in, and then maybe rub down some of those really tense areas with either the gel or the lotion or the oil, I think that it would make them want to do it more often.
Well, I think that at this point, you don't necessarily, let me back up just a little bit. You know, oftentimes we might not have the time to take a bath, but we can put it in a foot soak. And, you know, just soak our feet for, you know, for a few minutes. And I think that, again, regardless of how you're doing it, as long as you're emphasizing and putting that balance back in the body, I think that ultimately we're gonna help that body relax. We're gonna help, you know, rebalance and reboot. And I think that magnesium is that element that I think, again, like you said, it gets shuffled to the back burner when, in fact, in this, you know, this day and age and what we're up against and the amount of, you know, high tense stresses that we face, this should be the element of choice.
How do you feel about putting this in a bath with kids? Same thing? Good?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely love the whole, I mean, again, helping calm them down at the end of a long day. Magnesium is that element of choice.
This is interesting. Somebody just said that when they travel, they carry the magnesium flakes with them in Ziploc bags, because they do so much walking when they're traveling that they always stay at a hotel where there's a bathtub to relax.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep. You know, we hear some amazing stories about these individuals, you know, especially our nurturers, right? How they mask into ice cubes and all the different delivery systems that, you know, to help their families. But what a wonderful opportunity. And I would suggest, if putting it in a bath to keep those, you know, keep the, sure, we can put some essential oils in there, but I would keep the soaps and the shampoos and, you know, just let your body rest from the chemicals.
You know, we come from a time when we were raised, and I think you kind of alluded to this, where, you know, baths were things, you know, and coming home at the end of the day. Remember the Calgon commercials?
Yep, that's exactly what I was reading.
Yeah.
You know, I remember that commercial vividly.
But, you know, we would listen to them. And we would say, you know, Calgon, take me away and come home, take a hot bath and relax. And today, you know, we're trying to bring the same message home, but there's things that you can use today that don't have all the chemicals and all that stuff in it.
Correct.
But the downtime and taking the downtime to do it for some people is just, you know,
that's the problem with our society right
I
there.
Know. True.
You know, that's one of our problems, is the fact that we just don't give ourselves time to, you know, to call, you know, take that moment and to have just a spot. You know, I find it interesting. Some of these clinics that we go to, Jeff, they take a moment out of their day where they walk out and they ground themselves. They take off their shoes and their socks. They plant themselves on a grassy, you know, area that, of course, I love how they say no sprays, no chemicals. You know, they have this little sign there that informs them. But they literally just ground themselves. And I think that, you know what, if we don't have time to walk out and ground ourselves, what a wonderful opportunity to soak our feet in a tranquil element that will ground us, balance us, and put relaxation back into a time in which we probably need the very most.
You know, I think it's interesting when we really take a look at magnesium and the importance of it. You know, getting it in our diet is so important, and taking it in supplement, of course, is really, really important. But, you know, I think many of us are learning today that we've been forgetting a great delivery system that we, you know, we look at every single day and we just don't think about it. And I think people are going to start looking at magnesium a little differently, and they're going to start thinking about the oil and the lotion and, you know, and the gel and the flakes, and thinking, you know, I need to treat my body just a little better.
This is one of those interesting elements, Jeff. When you look at the science behind magnesium, you know, instead of having it more at the younger ages where we need the very most, this is one of those elements that, as you look at the optimal levels, as the older we get, the more we need, both male and female. And again, if it's not in our soil, it's not in our food. If it's not in our food, it's not in our body. If it's not in our body, we call that deficiency today, right? Yet there are so many different ways, as we've discussed, to be able to reestablish and put that balance back in. Of course, it's extremely important that we ingest it. I mean, we have to get that balance. But what we've discussed today is ways in which, even in a busy, busy, hectic, convenient world in which we live, who can't stop to take a moment and put it, you know, take a foot bath at the end of the day.
I think that we need to remember that the life that we're living today is in more need of things to keep bringing us back to square one, because we keep getting off path too easily.
Right.
And it's hard.
I look at it, and I, of course, I giggle when I say this. You know, what my mother would have benefited from, or my grandmother, if they would have had this knowledge and this know-how and these products available back then, I think that they would have aged a lot better, having that, you know, that knowledge. So again, with time and effort and know-how, we have some amazing opportunities to at our fingertips to be able to reestablish and bring that balance to our health back.
You know, someone's just chiming in right now. It says, I do a job that's very physically draining. And, you know, over the last year, I've actually started doing more things for myself. You know, us guys have a tendency not to really take care of ourselves. And I'm thinking that maybe a hot bath at the end of the day and using some of this magnesium and then rubbing myself down with one of your choices of topical might be something that my body would appreciate, because I literally am sore in every muscle, and it's because I overwork them every day and I cramp like crazy. Here's somebody who's thinking, you know, maybe I should try something different.
Well, let's take that a step further. When we look at magnesium, and anybody can pull this information and research up. I mean, it's available to all, but some of the things that you start pointing out very quickly about magnesium that we haven't discussed is the fact that, you know, proper function of nerves and muscles is, of course, energy levels, and we're talking, you know, the ATP of the body. So this element is so far-reaching. Not all, you know, again, we, one of the, I believe one of the greatest, depleters in our society that we just don't talk enough about, that destroy this balance, is, again, if we have, I don't care if it's emotional, mental, or physical stress, chances are, if you have it, you need to be caught, you know, this should be an element that you should become extremely familiar with to help protect ourselves from it.
Well, let me ask you another question. Do you ever get to the point when, let's say you're using it on a regular basis, that you build up a tolerance to it, or does your skin always welcome it in?
Well, that's a great point. Again, each individual is so unique and so different. I mean, we deal with these individuals on a daily basis, Jeff, that, you know, seem to be allergic to their skin because of the environmental or diet, you know, allergens and et cetera. But this is one of those elements that, again, is so universal as to our overall major, major electrolytes that our bodies absolutely need, that, you know, your body, as you apply it or ingest it, will give you some wonderful indicators. But I don't know of any topical that can be identified as an excess of magnesium on the skin.
Now, okay, I'm trying to read this right now.
Now, we will say this. You know, if you do have extreme sensitivity to the skin, again, start very, very slow and work up to what you're most comfortable with. But at the same time, if you notice any type of irritation that you identify with, stop taking it completely.
We need to make sure that when we tell people that not all magnesiums are created equal, and they should really, really make sure that they're choosing from a company that uses a proper form of magnesium.
I would agree.
Because I think it's really, really important. Another question just came in. It says that I do a job where my hands are in chemicals during the day, but I have gloves on, but I do a lot of physical lifting while I'm wearing this suit. Can I put this on those areas underneath my gloves and my suit?
I would make sure it's breathable. I would put it in after a shift or, you know, when his hands are not in those gloves.
Okay.
I would support and sustain, you know, I would support that skin, those hands after a work shift so that, again, air is important here, right? But at the same time, I think that applying it and putting them into an airtight or something like that, again, the only one that can answer that question is him or them that work in that environment. But I would apply it first outside that glove and just, you know, support that skin and see how their body responds to it before putting it in an environment like that.
Another question just came in, and it says, I've been using the magnesium flakes in my bath. Is it too much to use the oil or something after it? My muscles cramp up so tight, I get claws in where my feet are.
No, I think that, again, if you're using it topically as well as internally, I wouldn't, just because you use the flakes, I wouldn't hesitate in using the gels or the oil in conjunction with internal as well.
Hmm. You know, just real quickly, I know we're running out of time, but, you know, I just think that it's an awareness of the importance of magnesium. It's been overshadowed by calcium for such a long time. And, you know, it's a supporter. It's actually what's lifting it up and carrying it and bringing calcium to the bone and all those important parts of our body. Yet, I don't know how it just kind of fell on the back burner. And I'm glad we're helping to pull it out front and put it up front and personal.
Well, can I address one other, you know, some other topics that typically when we look at magnesium deficiency in our society and things that we should avoid if we're really wanting to build that magnesium in our system, and some of these are going to come very, very heavy to our listeners, and that is sugar intake. Sugar is one that just absolutely beats up magnesium balance in the body. Alcohol, coffee, tea, antibiotics. Diuretics all can completely tatter and beat up the balance of magnesium in our diets today or in our bodies. So, again, those are just some topics of interest that one should probably educate themselves on and look at.
One more question just came in. It says, I love you guys' conversation today. This is great. Is it okay to use the topical magnesium lotion, gel, or oil if I'm using the concentrated minerals internally? Great question.
No, that's a great question. No, I wouldn't stop doing what you're doing, but to find out what you're capable of using magnesium topically as well. I think that that 1-2 punch is an amazing benefit for our bodies and well-being. And again, I hope that they're willing to share those with Stay Healthy as well as with you and us, Jeff, so that we can further this knowledge for other consumers that have the same question. But I would absolutely try those topicals, even though you're taking it internally as well.
How's the magnesium products doing out there? Are they being accepted and embraced? I bet they are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think that as a society, again, Jeff, magnesium is becoming more and more, we're becoming more and more aware of it. And as we continue to talk and discuss and find out the importance behind it, I hope that in the end we all scratch our head and say to ourselves, how in the world did that get placed on the back burner, and why don't we know more about it at all levels?
Okay. No, that really does sound like it's something that can probably be, it's going to be taken in a little more as the word magnesium starts to become a little bit more frequently used. You know, because I swear to God, sometimes people will say, and I just want to throw this out there really quick, do you take minerals? And they'll say, I take calcium.
Yep.
So
yep,
we just
absolutely.
Need to, we need to remember.
And remember, without magnesium, that calcium is just not being utilized as efficiently as it should be.
I love it. Well, we're up against the clock, my good friend. I hope you have a great day, and thank you for being here. And I always love opening my book and seeing that you're here.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff, for, again, your passion. Thanks for Stay Healthy for giving us this opportunity. And more importantly, we look forward to the next conversation.
Be well, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey, representing Trace Minerals Research. You got to check out some of these new magnesium formulas, the topical magnesium lotion, the gel, the oil, and of course the pure magnesium flakes. I can't wait to throw those in a hot bath and just kind of feel the difference. Of course, I'm going to throw in a little lavender oil and probably dim the lights a little bit and listen to some music and just probably take some time to kind of deep and chill, which I don't think we do very much. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out all the products from Trace Minerals Research. Of course, their power packs. We talked about those yesterday a little bit, and the concentrated trace mineral drops always available. And ask them what else they have in the line. There's a lot of great products to look at. And I know a lot of people, once we get into hot weather, they think more about the electrolytes, but this is something we should be thinking about all year long. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your oldest independent health food retailer in the Las Vegas area. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Come in and experience the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the greatest selection of the highest quality products, great prices every day, and above and beyond, peace of mind, because it's a full service environment. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. Once again, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. When you're there, you'll see it's a very informative webpage, lots and lots of information. Read the industry articles on the homepage, and don't forget to make sure that you enter your email address so that you can start getting newsletters and coupons and other great information from the webpage for partaking and becoming part of it. Also, their Facebook page is very encouraging, very, very knowledgeable, very enlightening, sometimes humorous, sometimes reminding of things we used to know. So we need to make sure that we've got you liking their Facebook page as well. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show today. It's a Thursday morning, getting ready for a holiday weekend, hopefully a safe and healthy holiday weekend for everyone. And we want to remember what Memorial Day is all about, not just about a four-day weekend, but it's about about the holiday itself and what we're celebrating and thankful for. So make sure that you're doing that as well. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Remember, you can tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, and courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, guess what? All the shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage daily, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can actually go to the site, click on the archive icon, and download the shows that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you. And I think that's really, really great that we have the availability to kind of fit around every schedule. I love technology. And let's say you're listening to a show and you're really into it, but you get a phone call and you can't hear the other half. You can go back and hear the other half of the show. Or you're listening to one of the shows and they're talking about something and I have a guest here or myself and we mentioned something that you know is really important for a friend or a family member or a coworker. You're having a conversation. You're thinking, oh my goodness, this would be so good for them to hear this. Well, they can. Just send them to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon. Tell them what day it is, and they can download the show. They can just scroll right through. And I think that's a great service. I love being able to offer that to you. You want to also make sure that you're on Facebook the next time. Let's stay connected. Help to spread the word on my page. It's Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I bring great information. I answer your questions right on my Facebook page. So if you go there, make sure that you share it with all your friends so they can come as well. I'm starting a heavy movement to really kind of grow the page so that all of us can start working together to be as healthy as we possibly can. I talk about the things that I think are important. I mention the things that I think are enlightening, and I answer your questions because I think it's a good thing to do. Because if you have the questions, other people do as well. So I hope you have a great day today. Check out all the products from Trace Minerals Research. Check out the new topical magnesium gel, lotion, and liquid, the pure magnesium flakes, and all their other good stuff. I hope you have a great day, everyone. Do something awesome just for you. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show.
Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.